the easiest way of answering this is, I mean, I can tell you how I started writing. Maybe that will explain it somehow. The whole Coca-Cola is just, as a visual artist, I had just like lists and lists and lists of little ideas, little like wordplay-ish, small one-liner ideas that I didn't find any place to in sort of a gallery museum context. And they were written down, so they were wordy already. So if you look at Coca-Cola in that way, it's just actually these lists of little ideas that I kind of strung together with something that looks like an excuse for a literary narrative, you know. So the whole story is more or less an excuse just to present these idealists to a literary and non-art audience. What happened then when I was starting to make this narrative was that the kind of this kind of negativistic and also satirical tone of the book it just came all naturally. When I started, you know, to fill in the gaps between the little ideas, that was sort of the voice that just arose. So in that sense, I mean, there's no, at least from Coca-Cola, there's no plan of representing a political or societal reality. But but I could at the same time see that it was drawing up kind of a picture, and it was drawing up some certain themes that came again, or that was kind of given birth to by these little ideas. So for one thing, this kind of slide between kind of the frictional underground or a wish for rejection and opposition and a commercialized world, that was something that would just arise while I was writing. As you also mentioned, the idea of family values somehow, the nucleus family came to the surface because I needed kids or a kid to be like a vehicle for some of the ideas that would work good with the kid. So I mean, it's very, the whole narrative structure and what looks like literature in Coca-Cola is very much me making figures or figurines just as vehicles for these almost slapstick-like ideas.